Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
And today we want to welcome our guest, our friend, Bridget Ray, style expert, personal stylist, and author. Hi.
Hi.
Before we're going to go to our listeners' questions, why don't you just tell us what you've been up to?
Well, you know, I'm just solving fashion nightmares one line at a time. No, I've had my style. I've been a stylist for 12 years, and my blog is doing really well, and also working a lot with clients virtually now through the power of technology. Yeah, I have clients all over the country, which is really amazing.
So, how do you do that?
A lot of that, it's all done through photography, technology, Skype.
Skype is a good one.
Skype is great, but you know, it's still tough to do a true closet edit with Skype because it's not great. But with just photography and that, though, it really is pretty incredible. And so it's been really amazing to expand my business beyond just this area, which is primarily where it's been.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
That's really great. Bridget has been in my closet.
Yes. And she's come out of your closet as well?
I survived.
I have to say, it wasn't easy.
It wasn't. What was difficult about it, Kathy?
Well, I'm a slob, so I think I cleaned it up before you got there.
I don't remember it being sloppy.
Well, there you go. See, it's all a matter of perception.
It's a very intimate thing, what you do.
Yeah, it's very intimate.
It's very psychological, too.
Yeah.
Very psychological. I've talked a lot about the psychology of it. So, yeah, definitely. It's a very psychological experience. And, yeah, it's like cleaning up before the cleaning lady comes.
Yeah, but it's also not just the cleaning lady, your mother, your aunt who critiqued your wardrobe, right? It's like a whole host of
it brings up a
closet,
lot.
Yeah. Closeted relationships. All right, anyway, maybe we should just go to our show.
Let's just chat. Right. Okay.
Let's get out of my closet. So, Logan, we have some questions, right?
Yes, we do. I'm 54 years old, and my boss, who is also a woman, keeps pressuring me to dye my hair and get Botox. Mm. She says that doing this will give me a more professional look. My family finds these suggestions objectionable. They insist that I'm very attractive and have very few gray hairs. I'm good at my job, and I take pride in my appearance. So far, I haven't given in, but I fear that to keep this job, I might have to. Any advice?
This is a really interesting situation.
This is bananas.
She might be my least liked person of the day.
Yeah.
I don't like this boss.
Yeah. This would be an issue for me because I am starting to gray, and you know, I do know that I'm up there, you know, I'm around this woman's age, and I have friends that do Botox and they pressure me sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So this is very real.
Yeah, no, it is very real, and I'm shocked that you have anyone pressuring you to get Botox. It's such a personal decision. I would never suggest that to anyone.
Well, wait. People will pressure
you. Really? Yeah. I know, I'm 40, so I have some time to go. But even people my age are doing it. But yeah, really,
yes,
people
they are.
Pressure?
They have their Botox younger, yeah. parties, right, for women in their 30s. I think this is a very real situation,
yeah,
I actually think it's a tough one because a 54-year-old woman, I also joined that category, has a lot of concerns. Many people in their 50s have concerns about staying relevant, staying current, and being, you know, valued in the job market. And so the pressure that this person feels is very intense and very real.
Yeah. You know, this is why I'm self-employed.
Me too. I was just thinking that.
You know, because of the reality of this, and I think it's true, and I don't know what industry this woman is in, but she may be in an industry that cares about looks.
That's right.
Or cares about youth.
But she did say she takes pride in her appearance. So it's not I mean, I'm sure she's doing what she needs to do beyond even just getting by. It's not like this woman has been called to HR for her appearance or she's inappropriately dressed. I mean, it just sounds like... I mean, I'm really questioning the source. I really am questioning the boss. And I think that she could feel threatened by this woman. And I think she's trying to rattle her cage a little bit by saying, you know, like, well, what's going to make her feel the most vulnerable? And women, for sure, will feel vulnerable.
That's a very good point.
Yes, therapist.
I would agree. This, what I would say is that this woman, who probably is also aging and probably already doing Botox mm-hmm. and already dyeing her hair, is doing what we would call projecting.
Yep.
She's projecting her needs, her fears onto this employee, and probably a competitive aspect of who she is. Like, she may be just a tiny bit narcissistic and feels mm-hmm. that it's her job to mold this woman mm-hmm. to be the way that she is.
So let's get to back into the workplace. What does this woman do? I mean, I think it may be time to circulate your resume. It may be time to get out from under the Botox witch. See if there's.
She could do that. She could also tape her eyebrows close to her ears and see how that feels for a day.
Oh, yeah. No, I think if this is objectionable to you, and clearly your family, knows that this is wrong, I would see if there's a different position for you to get out from under her. Maybe uh-huh. it's just moving to a different department. Maybe it's another company. Maybe it's time to start your own business. I don't know. But I think that is, I just think this is goes beyond the office.
But don't you think she could push back a little bit, Kathy? You're great with coming up with a high road response
yeah,
to someone
sometimes
else's
you're
critique.
Very, I have to say you're often very, very high road, and I give you a ton of credit for that. I also think that until she does find her next job, she still has to come to work. And
what can she say to take some of the pressure off? I think there could be something that she could
say. Well,
this
is what I would say. I would say, I really appreciate your feedback, and I've considered it. I've really thought about it. Mm-hmm. And I've consulted with a doctor, and I have consulted with my hairstylist. So I want to thank you. And I've come to the conclusion that I really want to stay. You know, I want to stay the way I am. So can we work? Is that okay? Can you deal with that? I buy mm-hmm. very expensive clothing. I try to dress up professionally every day. So can we have agree to disagree on this one?
I'd say if you bring it up again, it's a major lawsuit if you fire me. Because
you would say that?
No. This is, again, why I'm self-employed. I mean, I had someone...
You could hand her your lawyer's business card.
Yeah, I'd be like, really? Put it in writing, and when you fire me, I will send this to HR. Have a nice day.
Let me include. You can say... Not only did I consult with my doctor and my hairstylist, consulted with my lawyer.
My labor lawyer.
Yeah.
Here's the good news. The good news is that what you're talking about, saying those words for a 54-year-old woman, is easier than it would be for a 22-year-old woman.
Yes.
Because she has a stronger sense of who she is.
Right.
So that's the good news.
Right.
And I think it's just about taking the risk of putting that out there.
And your boss being okay with that.
Right.
Yeah.
I had a company ask me once to talk to someone about changing something about their appearance that would be very expensive and costly. And I felt it was something that wasn't necessary and along the lines of Botox. And I was really offended that they wanted me to do their dirty work like that and mention it. Oh, could you delicate? But don't tell it came from us. We just were wondering if you could say something.
Yeah.
And I was not happy with that position. Yeah. I didn't do it.
See, my fear with this question is that there are many women out there that do fall for this pressure.
Sure.
Yeah. That do Absolutely. Go and get Botox, and they spend hundreds of dollars dyeing their hair to look younger before anyone even mentions it. But, you know, that's to each their own. That's their decision to do that. But it's a big issue. It's a bigger issue than just this question.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are so many entertainers who mm-hmm. have done all kinds of procedures, and I feel sad when I see, you know, basically a non-face. It becomes
right.
more mm-hmm. of a mask.
Yeah, it would be nice to get to a day where women are celebrated for their aging rather than
I was just gonna say, this is definitely more of a female issue than a male issue, because
well,
I don't see
question.
Anybody else, you know, telling Donald Trump to get Botox or get a haircut. Because
but hold on,
I think it does happen to men.
It does happen to men.
Maybe
and
not
I
him.
Have,
maybe not him because he's Donald Trump.
Right.
No,
it's
I
all
know.
Money with men, though. If you have more money, it's like you can kind of get away with more.
Who's mm-hmm. our current Secretary of State?
Really.
Hold on a second.
Well, don't ask questions that make us look really.
I do know. Presidential candidate.
I do know. And he's very outspoken. I do know. I do know. I wanted to say Hillary Clinton, but she did move on. And John Kerry.
Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
But here's the thing. The reason I'm saying that is he had major plastic surgery done.
How do you know that?
I just know
John
it.
John Kerry?
Yeah, he had not huge. Sorry, John, I didn't mean to give it up. But, you know, when he was running for election, he was pressured to have some work
Interesting.
Done.
See, I think men are pressured. I really do. I think.
But it's nowhere near what women deal with.
Correct. That's true. Well, no, there's absolutely. I mean,
but here's the other part that's interesting about this. We wrote a whole book called Mean Girls at Work. So here is a woman-on-woman situation.
Yeah.
You would think, one would hope that in this area, women would give cut each other some slack.
See, that doesn't surprise me. And I was surprised. Are you surprised that women aren't? I'm not. No. At all. Okay.
Well, because you deal with it more than we do. We don't normally hear this. So we were very surprised about this. And it's unfortunate. It really is.
So,
you know, I actually had another client say to me the other day that when she walked, she was dealing with a client over the phone and emails, and because the woman was in Europe, and then when she saw her, she saw the woman get disappointed because of her age. And I did feel for her at that moment. So women on women, it's true. This is
our challenge, ladies, is to be more, to embrace differences.
To be kind.
More.
And to get a good labor lawyer. I'm kidding.
But
also know what your rights are,
though. Or a good hairstylist or a good plastic surgeon, depending on which way you want to go.
I think a woman also needs to know what her rights are, that this is something that is incredibly inappropriate, because I think a lot of women would think that this is appropriate behavior for someone to suggest.
I think they do.
And I don't know if everyone, I think in this economy too, everyone's so afraid of losing their jobs that they don't realize that this isn't appropriate.
Right.
This isn't okay.
Very good point.
Yeah. And I think that's an important thing to point out.
Yeah.
For sure.
Ooh. Well, we have to continue this discussion at another time. Because I think it's really rich. So, but let's go on to our second audience question.
Sure. I'm 22 years old and in sales. I interact with customers who are twice my age. I'm very good at what I do, but my boss thinks I would be taken more seriously if I dressed in a more formal, grown-up way. He wants me to cut my hair, wear more makeup, and wear business suits. Investing in these things is a big cost to me, but I may need to do it to move my career forward. What do you suggest?
I think this is fascinating. I mean, 22 years old, I think you do still, some people at 22 are still wearing their college outfit.
Yeah, sure, no t-shirts.
You know, so I'm assuming that that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with someone who hasn't, you know, gone to a Bridget, or somebody who has not had the advice between college wear to professional wear. And it is a big leap.
Well, actually, what's so wonderful about being 22 is that you look great in just about everything.
You don't need Botox.
No, but I will say that, and I think what's, you know, this woman sounds like she's doing quite well in her job. If she's working with people older than her, a big issue that I see with very young people who are moving ahead is that they, when they try to dress older to compete, they actually look younger.
Oh, that's a good point.
So if that, you know.
How so? What do you mean?
What I mean is that if you put a 22-year-old in a suit that a 35-year-old woman would wear, a 40-year-old woman, she looks like she's wearing her mother's suit.
Oh.
So it looks, and that's what a lot of women, that's what I want to caution this woman about, is not to do that, because she's actually going to look younger.
Find your professional style.
Right. Like, no one's expecting you to look like the women that you're working with who may be older.
Right.
I think you have to find the appropriate style for your age. Or else, I mean, it just looks like mom's suit.
So where does she go? Like, where does she go shopping? Like, how do you do that?
I think that there are a lot of resources that are accessible to her from that whole Banana Republic, Ann Taylor type level. And then what I would suggest she do is sort of buy high and low, meaning that maybe not everything's expensive, but one item like a good handbag or some good accessories could elevate some pieces that might not be as expensive.
Yeah.
So that's sort of like an Old Navy t-shirt underneath a suit jacket, like a tank or something.
Yeah.
So just bring it up a little bit. I don't think anyone's expecting her to be decked out in designer clothing.
Right.
But again, to your point about her age, she probably has never really needed to shop for stuff like this.
Right. You know, and I also think it's interesting to, you know, cut your hair and wear more makeup. I wonder also if that...
I think her boss is from like 1963 with her haircut.
Really? You
don't
think?
Come on. I mean, you have long hair.
I do, but I get it cut at a really expensive place and it's styled.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't think... I mean, sometimes people look better with their hair shorter, but I don't think... I think that's such an old... You know, women after 40 can't have long hair. What all these rules about...
I mean, I just think that this young lady might want to just seek some professional help, like a Bridget, somebody in their community that, you know, or maybe just somebody who dresses well that you admire, because sometimes you do need someone to take you shopping and actually say, here, this, you know,
Well, it's about developing your professional style, right? What does that look like? And I also think if you do want, you may not have to cut your hair and wear more makeup and do all this stuff. You may just, if you found a few outfits that really work for you, that may communicate the seriousness and the professionalism that your boss is looking for.
And I think this applies to men also, because I was in the street yesterday. We finally had some warm weather, and I saw a bunch of guys coming, what I think was a tech building. You know, they probably work for a tech company, and they were in hoodies and jeans at work, and they were very young. They were in their early 20s, and probably their first job. And, you know, they also, I think, need to get out of the college wear and get into, you know.
That is a tricky one. I will say that some of the 40-year-olds I know who work at software development companies have told me that they have to dress like that. Like, you have to dress like a kid, practically. Like, because that's what that culture is. Yes, honestly. This one guy was saying, you know, my boss wears a baseball cap and a hoodie, which obviously is a strange combination. But anyway, and sneakers, and, you know, it's expected that everyone looks quite the same.
But I don't think that they're from the kiddie department. I mean, I think
they're probably $500 sneakers.
Right. I think they're high-end, though, young wear. I don't think they're – I still think they're more I think there's a difference in what you wear to college. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I just want to add, too, you know, we're talking about women to women before, and I think in this case with a male boss.
Oh, yeah.
I think it should also be pointed out is the level of insensitivity of a male boss not really understanding what he's suggesting to this woman and the cost, because I think that what women need to spend in relationship to what men need to spend to be professional looking is, it's so different.
Yeah.
And I've had many professional clients of mine who are much older and who are much more seasoned talk about the amount of money they've needed to spend over the years that could have been put towards retirement, 401k, things like that, just to be at the same level as a man. So this sort of like suggestion that seems so flip on his part, I think, is really much more difficult for this woman to do. And I don't think he's realizing it, because men don't spend as much, nearly as much.
Because men's suits are quite pricey.
And men's shoes are very pricey.
They can be, but a man can also repeat a suit multiple times.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And what a woman also, we have to go beyond the clothes. I mean, from hair, makeup, shoes. If we're talking about getting some Botox later on, that's down the road. But the point being that
jewelry.
There's so much more maintenance involved. I mean, it has to be. It'd be an interesting statistic to see what a woman spends professionally on her appearance versus a man over the course of
her career. That would be really interesting, actually.
It would probably be like $10 to $1. I mean, it's crazy, the difference.
Well, and that's not going to change.
No, right? It's not.
Between now and when our 22-year-old gets her outfits, it's not going to change. So what you're saying is that we just have to have in mind that there's an inequity that's there.
True.
That most, if you want to move ahead in what seems to be, I don't know what the actual company is, so I don't know what the culture is, but whatever your culture is, you basically have to dress the part.
Yeah,
it's true. But I also think that if you want to grow in your profession, you should look the part of the next job.
Yeah,
you
know, no
where
doubt.
You want to go.
No
I really, I really believe that, and I know throughout my career, I'm a little out of it now, but throughout my career, I have really tried to, you know, look professional.
And I actually have a male friend who worked in a hospital setting, and he made a decision to start wearing a suit or at least a jacket every day, and his income doubled in 2 years.
Yeah, see.
Because he was taken more seriously.
Right, right. So there is an important message here. I mean, we can pick this apart, but I think there is an important message. Well, I think this has been a fascinating conversation. We could probably go on forever because there's so much to talk about, really. So we could probably have Bridget back and do something like this again. But Bridget, how can people find out more about you?
Absolutely. They can visit my website, bridgetrays.com. They can read my blog there. They can find out about my services and anything else they want to know. Visit me on find me on social media, all of them. So
spell your name.
Sure. It's B-R-I-D like dog, G-E-T-T-E. And my last name is spelled R-A-E-S. So it's bridgetrays.com.
Yay. So join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions and your stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.